You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Now in Europe, Germany's Chancellor Angela Merkel says she wants to make it easier to deport migrants who commit crimes following the sex attacks on women in Cologne. But as Stefan Boss reports from Budapest, Eastern European leaders suggest it is too little too late, with Hungary's Prime Minister urging the closure of European borders to migrants fleeing war and poverty.
Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban, known for his anti-migrant rhetoric, told Hungarian radio that ending the flow of migrants fleeing war and poverty would be, in his words, the decisive issue of 2016. Orban, whose right-wing government already built fences along the Croatian and Serbian borders, also called for the construction of what he described as a European defense line on Greece's northern borders with Macedonia and Bulgaria. He said the flow of migrants entering the European Union must be fully stopped, not just slowed. Critics say that Hungary's government forgot that hundreds of thousands of Hungarians fled following the crushed 1956 Hungarian Revolution against Soviet domination, and that nowadays hundreds of thousands of Hungarians work as migrants in Western Europe. However, Orban has rejected those arguments and also made clear that Hungarians working in countries such as Britain should not be seen as migrants. He made clear to state radio that he rejects British plans to cut benefits for Eastern Europeans. He says all the Hungarian workers who are in Britain contribute more to the economy than they receive in social benefits. He cites British statistics as saying there are some 800,000 Polish workers and 55,000 Hungarian workers in Britain. Orban made clear, however, that he fears the influx of mainly Muslim migrants and refugees into Europe means that EU citizens, including Hungarians, are increasingly losing the possibility of free movement. He said that no one except Hungarians protected the external borders of the EU's passport-free Schengen zone, and that therefore borders, defences, visa systems, border controls and fences are being created inside that area. His comments came after the Prime Minister of neighbouring Slovakia, Robert Fico, said his country does not want to accept more Muslim migrants and that he rejects the EU's mandatory quota system for the distribution of refugees among EU member states. Slovakia and Hungary have launched court cases against the quota system. Fico also said the EU should speed up plans to create a border and coast guard agency aimed at improving the protection of the bloc's external borders, following the assaults and robberies during the New Year's Eve festivities in Cologne, Germany. Germany's Chancellor Angela Merkel says she wants to make it easier to deport migrants who commit crimes following the sex attacks of women in Cologne, but Eastern European leaders suggest it is too little too late. Under current German laws, asylum seekers are only forced back if they have been sentenced to at least 3 years imprisonment, and providing their lives are not at risk in their countries of origin. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos in Budapest.